Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Golder and the name is Zechus Baba Basra. Daf Kuf Samach off the 10th Berak, get Pashut. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba taught that Eidim sign on the back of a get Makusha, opposite the text on the front. The Gemara assumes they sign one above the other in the same direction as the text in front. Therefore, Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda that we should be concerned that the person holding the star will write whatever he wants at the end of the text inside the star and sign forged signatures on the outside of the star parallel to his added text and claim, Anu Rabos Be'edim Hudavdi. I did this to increase the number of Eidim in the star to fully publicize the transaction. The shtar can be certified with any two signatures without certifying his fraudulent signatures. Rav Chisda answered that according to Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, the Eidim do not sign parallel to the text in front. Rather, Eidim mimata lemal chasime. The witnesses sign from the bottom to the top, perpendicular to the text. Since their signatures begin opposite the end of the text, it cannot be added to. Point number two, the Gemara asks that perhaps there'll be a clause in the last line which is harmful to the holder of the shtar, and I'll cut it off. Although he will likewise cut off the Reuven, the first name of the aid signed behind that line, Miskashim Ben Yaakov aid, it will still be valid with the remaining signature which states Ben Yaakov witness, because such a signature is valid. The Gemara answers that Reuven Ben are written opposite one line of text, and both will be removed if he cuts off a line, leaving him only with Yaakov aid. The Gemara answers perhaps it will still be validated based on the assumption that Yaakov is on the star. It answers either that aid is not written and Yaakov alone is not a valid signature, or it is recognized that this is not the signature of anyone named Yaakov. And point number three, the Gemara continues to challenge the answer that the star's holder cannot cut off the last line because he'll only be left with Yaakov aid. But Dilma Mishmei de Avu Ochasim, perhaps Reuven signed using his father's name as a sign of respect, and it will be authenticated with Yaakov aid since it's Reuven's handwriting. The Gemara answers, Lo Shavik Inishmei Didei V'chasim Mishmei de Avu. A person does not leave his own name and sign using his father's name. The Gemara persists that perhaps he uses his father's name as a symbol for signing, as we find that Amoraim signed various symbols in place of a signature. For example, Rav would draw a fish. The Gemara answers, A person is not so impudent as to make his father's name a symbol. Mar Zutra answers that the entire issue is resolved easily because Kol Makusha She'ein Eda V'Kali Meshita Acha is Pasul. Any Shtar Makusha whose Eidim do not all conclude on the same line is invalid. Since their signatures all begin or end opposite the last line of text, cutting part of any signature will cut off all of them and his fraud will be discovered. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba taught that Eidim sign on the back of a get makusher opposite the text on the front. The Gemara assumes they sign one above the other in the same direction as the text in front. Therefore, Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda that we should be concerned that the person holding the star will write whatever he wants at the end of the text inside the star and sign forged signatures on the outside of the star parallel to his added text and claim, Anu Rabos Be'edim Hudavdi. I did this to increase the number of Eidim in the star to fully publicize the transaction. The shtar can be certified with any two signatures without certifying his fraudulent signatures. Rav Chisda answered that according to Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, the Eidim do not sign parallel to the text in front. Rather, Eidim mimata lemal chasime. The witnesses sign from the bottom to the top, perpendicular to the text. Since their signatures begin opposite the end of the text, it cannot be added to. Point number two, the Gemara asks that perhaps there'll be a clause in the last line which is harmful to the holder of the shtar, and I'll cut it off. Although he will likewise cut off the Reuven, the first name of the aid signed behind that line, Miskashim Ben Yaakov aid, it will still be valid with the remaining signature which states Ben Yaakov witness, because such a signature is valid. The Gemara answers that Reuven Ben are written opposite one line of text, and both will be removed if he cuts off a line, leaving him only with Yaakov aid. The Gemara answers perhaps it will still be validated based on the assumption that Yaakov is on the star. It answers either that aid is not written and Yaakov alone is not a valid signature, or it is recognized that this is not the signature of anyone named Yaakov. And point number three, the Gemara continues to challenge the answer that the star's holder cannot cut off the last line because he'll only be left with Yaakov aid. But Dilma Mishmei de Avu Ochasim, perhaps Reuven signed using his father's name as a sign of respect, and it will be authenticated with Yaakov aid since it's Reuven's handwriting. The Gemara answers, Lo Shavik Inishmei Didei V'Chasim Mishmei de Avu. A person does not leave his own name and sign using his father's name. The Gemara persists that perhaps he uses his father's name as a symbol for signing, as we find that Amoraim signed various symbols in place of a signature. For example, Rav would draw a fish. The Gemara answers, A person is not so impudent as to make his father's name a symbol. Mar Zutra answers that the entire issue is resolved easily because Kol Makusha She'ein Eda V'Kali Meshita Acha is Pasul. any Shtar Mekusher whose Edim do not all conclude on the same line is invalid, since their signatures all begin or end opposite the last line of text. Cutting part of any signature would cut off all of them, and his fraud would be discovered. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Samachov, and by far the most popular suggestion was a kise, a chair. So we're using a chair, in this case, a very large, massive chair for the Siman. So here goes. The Edim signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that. And no one would use their father's name because if he wouldn't sit in his chair, he certainly wouldn't use his name. So once again, it's a motion. The Edim signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair. Chair? That must be a Daf Kuf Samachov. Kise. The Edim signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, which reminds us, Rav Chisda explained, that according to Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, the Edim do not sign parallel to the text in front. Rather, the Edim sign from the bottom to the top, perpendicular to the text. Since their signatures begin opposite the end of the text, it cannot be added to. So the Edim signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that, which reminds us. The Gemara asks that perhaps there'll be a clause in the last line which is harmful to the holder of the shtar, and he'll cut it off. Although he will likely cut off the Reuben, the first name of the aid signed behind that line, it will still be valid with the remaining signature, which states Ben Yaakov aid, because such a signature is valid. The Gemara answers that Reuben and Ben are written opposite one line of text, and both will be removed if he cuts off a line, leaving him with only Yaakov aid. The Gemara asks that perhaps it will still be validated based on the assumption that Yaakov signed the shtar. It answers that aid is not written, and Yaakov alone is not a valid signature, or it's recognized that this is not the signature of anyone named Yaakov. So, the Edim signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that, and no one would use their father's name because if he wouldn't sit in his chair, he certainly wouldn't use his name. Which reminds us, there's no concern that a son signs using his father's name even as a symbol instead of a signature, for that would be chutzpahdik. So once again, the Edim signing on a Get Mekusher lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that, and no one would use their father's name because if he wouldn't sit in his chair, he certainly wouldn't use his name. All right, so now it's time for our four Balabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Kuf Nun Zayin is ice cream cones. So here goes. When the ice cream store shaped like a giant cone, that must be on Daf Kuf Nun Zayin, cones, ice cream cones. When the ice cream store shaped like a giant cone collapsed on the owner and the son, and the son's creditor couldn't collect because Ein Safik Motzmi De Vada, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nafla Bayis Olam V'lo Aviv, a house collapsed on someone and his father or anyone he inherits, and there was a ksuba or a debt against the son's assets. The father's heirs claim, HaBen Meis Rishon V'Achachach Meis Av, the son died first and afterwards the father died. Thus, the son did not inherit the father's assets, and they cannot be collected for his obligations. The creditors claim the father died first and the son inherited him before dying, so his debts can be collected from these assets. Beis Shammai says, Yocholoku, the father's heirs and son's creditors divide the estate. Beis Hillel says, Nechasim bechazkasim, the properties remain in the possession of the father's heirs. Beis Hillel rules, Ein safek motzmi de vade, an uncertain claim cannot extract from a certain claim. So when the ice cream store shaped like a giant cone collapsed on the owner and the son, and the son's creditor couldn't collect because Ein Safik Motzmi De Vadai, he tried collecting other debts from a borrower who told him to ekne. So when the ice cream store shaped like a giant cone collapsed on the owner and his son, and the son's creditor couldn't collect because Ein Safik Motzmi De Vadai, he tried collecting other debts from a borrower who told him to ekne. Which reminds us, Shmuel asked, De ekne v'kanamau, if a borrower writes it in the shtar, that he's meshabed whatever properties I will acquire, and he later acquired property, what is the halacha? Does it become meshubed to the earlier loans? So when the ice cream store shaped like a giant cone collapsed on the owner and his son, and the son's creditor couldn't collect because Ein Safik Motzmi De Vadai, he tried collecting other debts from a borrower who told him De ekne, but found out he would have to split it with another lender because the borrower also told him De ekne, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses what the din is if one borrowed from two people saying De ekne and then purchased property. Daf Kuf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Kuf Nun Ches is Kinuach Dessert, and we use a dessert reception. So here goes. When the earthquake occurred during the outdoor dessert reception, that must be on Daf Kuf Nun Ches, Kinuach. When the earthquake occurred during the outdoor dessert reception, collapsing one house, killing a husband and wife, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Nafla bais alav al ishto, a house collapsed on someone and his wife, killing them. The husband's heirs claim the wife died first and the husband inherited the properties, which they now inherit from him. The wife's heirs claim the husband died first without inheriting her, and she additionally became entitled to her ksuba, all of which they should inherit from her. The Gemara brings Malchokas Beisham Beisilil. So when the earthquake occurred during the outdoor dessert reception, collapsing one house, killing a husband and wife, and collapsing the house next door, killing someone and his unmarried mother, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Nafla bais alav al imo, a house collapsed on someone and his unmarried mother, killing them. The mother's heirs, meaning her brothers, claim the son died first and did not inherit her assets, so they inherit her. The son's heirs, meaning his paternal brothers from another mother, claim the mother died first and the son inherited her, so they inherit her assets. The Tanakhama says, Eil ve'il modim shi'echoloku, both Beisham and Beisil agree that the groups divide her assets equally. So when the earthquake occurred during the outdoor dessert reception, collapsing one house, killing a husband and wife, and collapsing the house next door, killing someone and his unmarried mother, a rabbi appeared and told the guests, who were various heirs to the deceased and debating who died first, that he has clarity now regarding assigning assets, since Avir de'Eretz Yisrael machkim. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his mind to rule like Rabbi Ila regarding where mother and her only son died, and the respective heirs dispute who inherits the mother's assets, and commented, Shema mina avir de Eretz Yisrael machim. We learn from this that the heir of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise because his immigrant to Eretz Yisrael caused him to reconsider his position and arrive at the truth. Daf Kuf Nun Tes. So the similar Daf Kuf Nun Tes is a canteen. So here goes. The young man who took the canteen in camp, canteen? That must be on Daf. Kuf Nun Tes. The young man who took the canteen and camp away from a buyer because he was inheriting his grandfather, which reminds us, a ruling was sent from Eretz Yisrael, which is meant to be. If someone sold his father's property but died during the father's lifetime, but no mosim yet halukuchos, the son's son can take the property from the buyers after his grandfather dies, v'zoi shekasha b'dini mamonos, and this is something difficult to understand among monetary matters. So the young man who took the canteen and camp away from a buyer because he was inheriting his grandfather told the camp rav that he could not accept edus from him about his brother's account because it's a gezeres melech, which reminds us. The Gemara suggests a case for the difficult to understand among dinim amanos is if one signed a shtar of edus for someone, v'nasa chasano, and then he became his son-in-law, he cannot authenticate his own signature since he's now disqualified from testifying about his relatives, but others can confirm his signature. The difficulty is, he's not believed about his signature, yet others are believed. The Gemara concludes that this is not difficult, Dilma Gezeres Melchi. Perhaps it's the decree of the king, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he cannot testify about his relative while others can, and not because the relative is suspected to lie. So the young man who took the canteen and camp away from a buyer, because he was inheriting his grandfather, told the camp rav that he could not accept edus from him about his brother's account because it's a gezeres melech, and was overruled when he sold all the nush and bar sisin, but claimed the sour candies were not really from sisin, they were just called sisin sizzling sour candies in name only. Which reminds us that there was a person who told someone, Nixay de bar sisin mizabninulach, I'm selling you the property of bar sisin, meaning the properties I bought from him. There was a property in his estate called the Bay Bar Sisin of the Bar Sisin estate, but the seller claimed it was not actually from Bar Sisin, but it was merely called that and not included in the sale. Rav Nachman established the land in the buyer's possession, requiring the seller to prove it was not truly Bar Sisin's property. Rav objected that the law should be Hamotzi Mechavero, all of a raya. Daf Kuf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach is the Kos Shel Eliyahu. So here goes. The Kohen who kept samples of a get pashut and get makusher in his large kos, she'el yahu, kos, she'el yahu? That must be learned off, kuf samach. The Kohen who kept samples of a get pashut and get makusher in his large kos, she'el yahu, to remember how they differ, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, get pashut edim masocho, in a straight star, it's edim rasan on the inside, at the end of the text, makusher edim ma'acharav, in a bound star, it's edim rasan on the outside. The Mishnah continues, get pashut edav b'shnaim, a straight star requires at least two edim, makusha b'shosha, and a bound star requires at least three edim. The Rashbam adds that there cannot be any folds without a signature. If a get pashut was signed by only one aid, or a get makusha was signed by only two edim, it's invalid. So the Kohen who kept samples of a get pashut and get makushar in his large kos shel Eliyahu to remember how they differ got easily upset and impulsively wanted to divorce his wife when she didn't know where he put the kos. Which reminds the Gemara teaches that the reason a get makushar was instituted is because there was a place of kohanim who were easily upset who would impulsively divorce their wives in a moment of anger and could not remarry them after calming down. The rabbis instituted a get makushar which requires time to prepare, so in the meantime they would calm down. So the Kohen who kept samples of a Get Pashut and Get Mekushar in his large Kos Shel Eliyahu, to remember how they differ, got easily upset and impulsively wanted to divorce his wife when she didn't know where he put the Kos, and had three friends come over to practice writing their signatures between one fold and the next fold on the outside, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Heichan Edim Chosmin, where do Edim sign on a Get Mekushar? Rav Huna says, Ben Keshu L'Keshu, between one fold and the next fold. Rav Yirmi Yabra'aba says, Achrei Aksav U'Keneged Aksav M'Bechutz, behind the text, opposite the text on the outside. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Huna also means the Edim sign on the back of the shtar, but holds they sign between the individual folds on the outside. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do Mechokas where Edim sign on a Get Mekushar? That's on daf Kuf Samach. Good number two, which daf do we discuss the concern that one will cut off a harmful clause from the last line of a shtar, leaving part of the signature? That's on daf Kuf Samachov. Good number three, which daf do the case of a house collapsing on a son and his unmarried mother and the heirs debating who died first? That's on daf Kuf Nunches. Good number four, which daf do we learn that a Get Mekushar was instituted by the Rabbanan to hopefully calm down Kohanim who would impulsively want to divorce their wives? That's on daf Kuf Samach. Good number five, which stuff is the case of a house that collapsed on someone and his father, and there was a ksuba or debt against the son's assets? That's on daf Kuf Nun Zayin. Good number six, which stuff do you discuss the differences between a Get Pashut and a Get Mekushar? That's on daf Kuf Samach. Good number seven, which stuff do you want, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Edim sign from the bottom of the shtar running upwards? That's on daf Kuf Samachov. Good number eight. Which daf do we check use for simanim regarding kedushin, divorce, chalitza, and miyun? That's on daf Kuf Nun Vav. Good number nine. Which daf do we discuss what is the minimum age to sell inherited property? That's on daf Kuf Nun Hey. Good number ten. Which daf do we learn that there's no concern that a son signs a shtar using his father's name, even as a simon? That's on daf Kuf Samachov. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.